Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. I am sitting with the amazing Emily, and we are just going to go through how was the program for her and what she got from the program and all that fun stuff that we do for everyone. So, Emily, hello.
Hey, Trav. Thanks for having me.
More than welcome. I feel like there needs to be like people in the background with like little signs up pressing against like a window. Like, yeah. Welcome to the morning show.
Ultimate hype.
So I suppose we'll dive into it. What made you sign up to the program?
Initially for a wedge shred. So we got engaged before lockdown number one. And then it was ultimate wedge shred. I wanted to just jump on board and do whatever a bride wants to do and do the wedge shred, get the 10 sizes smaller for my wedding dress. Not really 10 sizes, but shrink a lot for the wedding dress, which we did. And then lockdown happened. So it was more or less, how do you achieve a wedge shred when you're in lockdown with no gym? And here you came to the rescue. The genie popped out of the lamp.
Dun, 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 dun. Got to get theme music now.
Absolutely.
As soon as I did that, I was like, shit. I've got another idea.
Make it happen. It happen.
So this was, when was the first lock? Was this like 2019 when we jumped on?
Yeah. So we got engaged December 2019 and you and I kind of started all that because I was straight away like, wedge shred, let's do it. Christmas time, let's get on board. And that's what we did. Kickstarted 2020 with my program. I think I started with you in January, February.
Yeah, I think Feb.
And we went, initially it was your old program where we went for the 9 months till September because the wedding was meant to be December.
Yep, that's right. And it was straight up to the wedding and we built it around that. That's right. I remember that. It's all coming back to me now.
It's been
like
a long time.
It's like, wow, it feels like it was yesterday, but I don't remember any of it.
You and me both.
So, I mean, off topic, how does it feel to be married?
Oh, he's still alive. We survived two lockdowns. Like, everything's amazing. So
it's all wedding was great. Sunshines and rainbows from here.
Everyone who plans a wedding after Corona, like, you got nothing to complain about. It's just, it's amazing once it's done. You guys will have a great time when you and Beth are planning yours. It'll be amazing.
Yep, I'm sure it will be. It'll just be me nodding, going, that's so interesting. And then I'll just show up on the day.
Mark was exactly the same. He's like, it's yes, dear. Yes, dear. Do you want this? Yes, dear. Does my dress look pretty? Yes, dear.
Yep.
What cake do you want? Whatever you like, dear.
Like, I've got these two options, Trav. What do you think? This one or this one? Let's go with the second one. I really like the first one. It's like, cool, let's do that.
Let's do that.
But I don't think that's what you wanted. No, it wasn't. But if that's what you want, then we'll go with that. Okay, we'll do that. We'll compromise and get what I wanted.
Absolutely.
Beth, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
It's going to be a beautiful bride.
That's all that matters in the end.
Absolutely.
So back on topic, through the program, first off, do you feel it was a success?
100%.
Why?
I came initially, the short-term goal was, let's do this wedge shred. It needs to happen. And then once you and I dove into the nitty gritty, it was, why do I want to do this? Great. Let's do it for a wedge shred. But what's going to make it just not another fad of here's an 8-week challenge. Off you go. What is going to make us stick to it? What's going to make it long-term? What's going to make it beneficial that it is something I'm putting into a lifestyle change. And once we dove into that and dug through all the BS of, I have family history of obesity. We have family history of diabetes. We have family history of heart condition. We have mental health family history. And it was all along those things that we were like, okay, why do we want to break this mold? Why do we want to do it? What is going to stop me at the end of the wedding being like, cake all day, every day and go back to what I was?
Yep.
So for me, that complete mindset shift, as well as the physical shift around, I want to go to gym now. It's not, when I first started with you, it was like, oh, why are you making me do this workout in the garage? It's cold, it's wet, it's miserable. Like, Trav, why have you put XYZ in my workout? You know, I hate these things. Like, all that kind of stuff to now, the days that I don't go to gym, I'm like, man, my mindset's no good. I don't feel productive. I feel sluggish. I don't feel so, not just around the exercise side of things, where I now have a healthier relationship with exercise, but my relationship with food changed, my relationship with, oh, I've worked all day, I can't be bothered cooking, I'm going to order Uber Eats, when really, cook it. It's healthy. Let's do it. You've got the prep, like you're ready. You've taken everything out or you've already pre-prepped it. All those things that I never, ever had the mindset around, never had the discipline around, never had the motivation around. And that for me was the biggest success coming out of all that, that now a year, 2 years on, most of those habits are already still in place that I haven't reverted back to. Yeah, I've worked all day and I really don't want to cook. I'm like, no, girlfriend, you cook and celebrate that win. Like,
yep.
They were all really massive things that I'd never, ever thought I'd see the day where I was like, I really want the gym to open instead of retail. Like,
yep.
What do you mean?
They're all I'd rather go to the gym than spend money. What the fuck?
What? Even my sister said, she's like, who are you? And I'm like, I know. Like, who wants the gym to
open? I am Emily. Hear me roar.
Right? So they're all massive, massive successes. And they're all foundations that you built. And the foundation to fitness, they're all things that, you know, without a solid foundation, you can't build your house. So for me, without you and me building those foundations together, working together to knock it all down, start from scratch and build from there to things that are long-term sustainable and not just going to come crumbling down at the end of wedge shred or whatever it is that you're trying to aspire to.
Awesome. I love that. One, because I had a mini freak out and I was like, fuck, you finished this program 2 years ago. Where did that go?
Right.
I sometimes forget that we are less than a month away from Christmas, and then that means 2022. And secretly, I cannot wait for the 20th of Feb to just be like 2022.
And good wedding date, snap wedding.
Beth, we have 2 months. She would kill me.
I love it.
Was there anything from everything that you just said was absolutely amazing of the amount of mindset transformation things that you went through with like habits and behaviors and like all the responses now from like getting home from work and it's like, nah, I'm not going to Uber Eats, I'm actually going to do stuff. Was there anything particular where that shift sort of happened, or was it just sort of like breaking it down?
I think it was a bit of both. I think your coaching style, for starters, was a massive help because you and I have known each other for so long, and even still with all your other clients, it's a no BS approach. It's an approach of, yeah, you can order that Uber Eats, but know that at the end of the day, I'm seeing what you track with your calories. Like, I'm seeing the macro spreadsheet at the end, so I know what you've done. So it was more or less the approach of, you can't really complain to me when I saw that you ate Hungry Jack's this night, KFC this night, and then complain to me by Sunday when we're doing check-in being like, you got no one to blame but yourself. Yep. So I think that side of things where we weren't restricted with what we ate, but you're like, just know that I'm checking in. I know what's happened. And so I think having that accountability was super helpful, but also the little tricks and things that we put in place to try and prevent all of that by having the meal prep, having know what my macros and calories needed to be, or little tips and tricks that we worked on to try and put things in place. Like if I wanted really badly to have that takeaway, to try and either have my water beforehand or make little terms and conditions with myself of, okay, well, get home, get changed. And if you still want that, you need to physically go out and get it instead of ordering the Uber Eats. And if you can physically be bothered going out and pick it up, fair enough.
Yep.
So I think it was a lot of that, or just making healthier choices on the nights that we did do that. So instead of ordering a cheeseburger and a McChicken and a large fries and, like, what is that one little thing that you really want? Okay. Delayed gratification. Yep. You wanted it. We've worked for it. Let's have it.
Awesome. I love that. And I love the, I can't remember if it was during the program or after it or something. I feel like it might've been after it because you were in your current house, new place. Yes. I think it was like a photo or something you sent me on Instagram where it was like, we got pizza for tonight and you did like a homemade version or you ordered something different or no idea. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure it was after the program because I lost my fucking mind.
Yep. It was like, yeah. Fake away. my fakeaways. I love my fakeaways now. Now that we've got the recipes and the tools, I'm like, fakeaway. It feels like I'm having pizza. But instead I did it. Or someone else has ordered pizza and I'm like, no, I'm going to make my own. Like, it's fine. They're all massive wins. They're all things. Had we've discussed this at the start, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm not turning down no pizza. Like, give me that pizza instead of, I'll make my own. It's really delicious. Yep. Half the calories. It's great.
Love that. And I suppose, how are you going now with everything?
Saying 2 years on is freaking me out. But 2 years
We won't bring it up. We'll let the people at home who are listening or in the car on the treadmill, let them know. But we'll just pretend it was, you know, this is the debrief.
Just like yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday. So
just finished up.
You finished your program yesterday. how are you going now?
Honestly, I love it. I love the changes that we've made that have been long-term. And I think the biggest testimony and challenge to that was that we ended up finally getting married after delaying and COVID and whatever. We finally got married March this year and went back into a lockdown, and all those foundations still stayed in place. So even with another lockdown, even with the post-wedding where most people are like, foot off the pedal now, like, we worked so hard that I haven't gone back to that. I mean, there was a little period of time where it was just too much festivity celebrating that we're husband and wife and all that kind of stuff.
Normal.
But it was now a habit. It was now we both are inspiring to be better because we'd already made these healthy choices. They're already in place. They're already part of our daily routine, so that being in lockdown again and not having the gym, we're like, all right, well, we did the wedge shredding this before, we can do it again until we do get a gym. And so the second time around, it wasn't just a matter of, oh, well, I'm just going to sit on the couch and eat my pizza 24/7, 7 days a week and order Uber Eats every day, because that's all the shopping we can do while we're stuck in lockdown. We wanted to be healthier. We enjoyed all of it. And on the days that we didn't work out, or the days where I didn't work out and didn't do the nourishing things that fed my body, I felt it. And I often catch myself thinking, how was I possibly okay with being so unhealthy? How did I function on such an unhealthy level? Because now it's like a sugar hangover the next day, or now it's like everything's just so slow and my brain's so foggy and everything's just that much harder when I haven't done my healthy nutrition, or I haven't done my workout, or I haven't had my water intake. It's the next day. I just suffer. Yeah. So all of those things are in place, and I never thought I would have a reflection on that and be like, yes, like, I want to do this. I want to stay here. And I think a lot of that still pins back to the why. Why did we start this? Why did we want to do it? What was the long-term why? The vision board that we created, that was every time I still go into my bathroom, it's still there. I'm like, oh, hey, Trev. Are you in my bathroom?
Get it, Jeannie.
I got this. So all those kind of things that you taught me and through the program, and even through the people that we met in the program and their little tips and tricks, like Della, superstar, but her tips and tricks and things that she's done as a long-term foundation member, and some of the other team, about things where I was like, hey, I hate running. How are you all getting into running? And the feedback that I got from them. And now you look back to the newbies and you're like, it gets better. Like the first live, I remember the first time you made me do a live and I was like, oh, Trav.
What have you got me into?
I'm signing out already. Like, I'm done. I'm not on board this train. So things like that, and watching, going back to that and then seeing how far we've come, it's been amazing. Like, I never ever thought that I would be where I'm at with my health and continuously wanting to improve. And now it is something I enjoy doing. It's not something that I'm like, oh no, why are you making me do this?
Love that.
Huge.
Yeah. I love that. I'm so fucking proud of you.
It was all you, honestly.
I can tell you what to do. I can't force you to do it. So I am beyond grateful that you actually took everything, ran with it, and fucking, quote unquote, yesterday. Yes. Yesterday on from the program, that we can still jump on this podcast. And you're a wife. That's crazy. That's like, I remember you getting upset that you'd done something wrong on a year 12 exam or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that still feels like it was yesterday as opposed to the program. And I'm like, okay, we're getting up there.
Right? to pretend that. Making up Morse code names to try and get out of awkward dates at family gatherings. Like, yeah. Good grief. We've come far.
And look how far we've come.
We've done amazing.
We've done well. But yeah, I'm super proud of you as to how far you've come. Massive smile on my face.
Thank you. You too. Watching you build an empire. It's epic.
Thank you. It feels a little bit crazy looking back on some of the stuff that I'm doing, where it's like, I still feel like, obviously, if we're going back to year 12, I still feel like I'm in high school, of just that like nerdy little kid who does like gridiron, just like out, just that little bit outside the box, but still inside of it. And I'm like, I don't really know where I fit. And then now I'm just like looking back on everything that I have done and getting me to where I am. I'm like, still doesn't feel real. Like, it still just sounds like something that I'm saying. And then when I jump on a podcast like this and like, hey, how was the program and this and that? I don't ask leading questions because I don't like being like, so how much weight did you lose through the program? Like, already knowing everything. It's just like, did you enjoy the program? It's like, yeah, fucking killed it. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Absolutely. Oh, you've come so far. So far. And watching and listening to everyone else's journey and seeing how they progress and seeing the changes, and especially when you look at people from their first live to where they are when they're in the program, things like that are just a testimony to what you're doing and the hard work that everyone puts in and the type of clients you take on. It's just phenomenal.
Thank you. I love it when people jump into the Facebook group and people like yourself and Della and like OGs are still in that group, and someone does their first Facebook Live and they're freaking the fuck out. By the way, if you're a prospect listening to this, pretend you didn't hear that I said I get my clients to do Facebook Lives in the group. Just pretend you missed that.
Didn't
exist. It's like yesterday. So it's sort of funny from my perspective of like knowing what they're going to go through, of just like, you know, when you see a kid like starting year seven and they're freaking the fuck out and like, this is it, this is life, and I'm going to hate it forever. And then you're like, this is 1 year. And then like, then you get to year eight and it's like, oh, things get a little bit better. Don't worry, there's fucking VCE coming up as well. And you're just like, this is such a small blip in your life in the grand scheme of things. And I love seeing people jump into the Facebook group for the first time, freaking the fuck out. And then the OGs are just there like, you got this.
You got
this. I was there. This is where I am. You can keep going. You can totally nail this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I love that.
And the group itself, I think one of the really good things was on some of those days when I first started, like it was rough and I was just, oh man, like trying to learn to run. Or I remember one of the key things I think I posted in the start was, how is everyone so motivated? Like, what is this motivation that you all speak of? Like, are they happy pills? Are they, what is it? Like, rubbing the genie lamp? What is happening? Like, where is it coming from? And I think it was Della and some of the others, some of our other veterans, were like, it becomes a habit. Like, it gets easier, and just start by doing a 10-minute on and a 10-minute off, or, you know, just run from one start to the street until you hit the road and you have to cross over. Like, just start with doing that, or start with a 10-minute just and build.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm never going to get there and it's never going to happen. And then the shift and the change, and it becomes just epic. Yep. Watching that transformation for everyone else and being a part of their transformation, and then even in yourself now being like, yeah, I can run 3Ks. Like, what happened? What up?
Hey, what happened?
I love it. Don't know where it came from, but I love it. Things like that, like just watching all of that and being a part of that for everybody is amazing.
Yeah. And it's always a lot of a bit daunting when you jump in there for the first time and it's like, fuck, okay, I'm in, I'm committed, I'm doing this program. First few days, it's like, shit, have I made the right decision? Is this going on? Is this, can I do this? Like, I have no idea what Trav's talking about when he says RPE. Like, I have no idea what all this stuff is. And then it's like yeah, just message me. Like, let's just focus on this little one thing. And if there's anything you don't understand, let's just fuck it off for now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just ask me questions about it. So I love for the fact that for clients, yes, I do want to get them that massive like life transformation clearly as to what's happened for you, which I'm fucking ecstatic about. But at the same time, I know, like, sort of like a teacher, it's like, this student is only going to be here. This student is only going to be here for a little bit of a time. What can I do to influence that person as much as possible? And then it's just on to the next one for me, just business as usual, client in, client out. And there's people, obviously, like, you remember people as they're coming through the program and you see them again on like Instagram or Facebook or bump into them or whatever. And it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And particularly for the fact that I follow my clients. But then also it's just, I love seeing that to the point where I'm still getting feedback from people like years ago or like 6 months after finishing the program. They're like, hey, just wanted to let you know, like I took this completely obscure thing that I was just like, have you tried doing this instead? And they're like, oh my God, like that's the light bulb for them. But for me, it's just like, cool. Like, have you tried this? And then I've just gone on business as usual. And they're just like, shit, that was everything. And that's where I'm like, maybe this is something that we can actually sort of.
Sorry.
It's fine. Oh, I got to call that guy.
Yeah, surprised me out of nowhere. And
yeah, I was like, where's the mustache coming from? Who's that?
Sorry about that.
That's fine. But yeah, I love the fact that it's just sort of like, it's such a small blip. Like if you look at the grand scheme of things, it's such a small blip in someone's life of like, I'm going to do this program for 6 months, 12 months, whatever the fuck duration it is. I'm going to do this for this time. And then like, I don't even know how to explain it, that it's blowing my mind for the fact that it's like a small year. And then from then onwards, it's just like, that's the rest of your life. Like, this is who you are now. We've changed your identity. This is what's going to happen. And it's weird for the fact, now that I'm saying it out loud and I'm aware of it, I'm losing my mind a bit in terms of that's you for a year. Now go live the rest of your life. And I'm like, cool. I've helped that. I've assisted that. On to the next person. How do I help this person?
Do 3 wishes. Let me grant you 3 new wishes.
Yeah. And some people out there are just like, I wish for 1,000 wishes. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't put terms and conditions on them. They're good.
They got it. They know all the secret.
Shit. Well, that is amazing. Love seeing where you're at.
I love being there.
I'm ecstatic.
I love being there. And honestly, even Mark and I say, like, I wouldn't have got there without doing the program. Every time he's like, the best you were, the most improved. He's like, look where you started, look where you've come from. And even when we took those first progress, when we first started, we're like, right, let's see where this is at. And I still look back at that and I was like, I didn't feel unhealthy. I didn't think I was that unhealthy. I didn't think I looked that unhealthy. I didn't think I was that unfit. And then when I look at where we first started and I still use that as a reflection tool, I'm like, well, like we worked our asses off to get where we got. And it's there and it's a foundation and it's something I'm still practicing daily. I have a new vision board. I have the other one in the bedroom. Like it's just all of those things that I can never imagine going back to that unhealthy life where we could just eat crap food all the time and could go days without doing a workout. And they're all things where I'm like, oh, 2 days after not having a workout, I'm like,
where is all this rust coming from?
What is happening? Not okay. But honestly, yeah, the people you meet, the clients you take on, the support that comes out of the network, still to this day, I still did online workouts through lockdown with Della and things like that. Like, still moving through with those people and still watching their journeys continue and progress in their lifestyle and the lifestyle that a lot of them are then bestowing onto their kids or onto their partners. And they're not just tools that they're learning, but it's developing a healthy household and watching everyone do that with their partners and kids and whatever has been also.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. I love that. And I like that you brought that up because that was a question I 100% forgot. In the fact of a lot of the clients that I'm taking on, particularly for the fact that 95% of my clients are female. So in the fact of when those people sign up, about 80% of the people, I have noticed this correlation of my parents or my childhood was this. I want this instead. And that massive perspective change and, you know, clients that are like 23, 24, and they're just like, hey, this was this as a childhood. I don't want that for my child. And I'm like, cool, when are you having kids? They're like, I don't fucking know. But, you know, when it does get to that point, I want to make sure that my kid is set up as best as I can. And I'm like, first off, fucking major congratulations that you can actually like think that long term to be like, this is where I am and this is what I don't like about myself. So I want to change all of these foundational things so that my kids can do that. And I love that.
100%. And that was my big reason why originally when you asked me about the why, I'm like, wedge it. But no, why is this going to be a long-term thing? And for me, it was that, I mean, love mum and dad to bits. So if they listen, sorry, but love them to bits. But a lot of the unhealthy habits that to me growing up weren't unhealthy in regards to we sit in front of the TV every night and have a snack after we've had dinner. So then psychologically, my brain's like, I'm sitting in front of a TV. I need a snack. It needs to be a sweet snack. I automatically started the cravings to have sweets and things like that, and watching a lot of like mum's not a big exerciser, and by the time dad was kind of retired or finished working so much, he also wasn't really a big exerciser. And so there wasn't all those influences where I look at my sister and I look at Della, and even for us, and my sister's always off doing her workouts and her healthy eating and her kids just active. Della's kids want to be outside, want to be active, and same with her as well, she's active. So the kids think this is normal. It's normal to go to a gym, and it's normal, and it's what we do. It's what's expected. It's what mum does. It's what dad does. It's what auntie does. Like, they're doing this for them, so it's healthy, and that automatically puts all of those things in to have it as already an enforced habit kind of thing and healthy lifestyle long-term. So the program affected me, but long-term it's going to affect, it affected hubby, it affected the kid, it will affect future kids, and all those kind of things that I want that for them. And completely understand the women you're taking on who have kids or going to have kids. It's exactly what you're doing. You're building a healthy lifestyle for everybody and creating those habits, long-term sustainable. They don't know any different. It's amazing.
Love that. Just becomes an effortless lifestyle for everyone that is around you.
It is amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, I freaked out a little bit there when you said the kid, and I was like, what the fuck have I missed?
Not since yesterday. You know, our program ended like, yesterday.
Yeah, no. The kid, quote unquote, yesterday.
Adopted it overnight. It's fine.
Yep. Amazon delivery.
Black Friday sales. It happened. Ordered it online.
Cyber Monday. Wow, you'll never guess what. Yep.
Oh, dear.
Fuck. But that is awesome. I love hearing all of this. And the fact that if I were to describe the program as to like, you know, the amount of prospects I have inquiring at them, I've got like 23 new people I have to talk to next week to be like, hey, this is what the program does. I'm so glad for the fact that first off, now this podcast is going to be a thing where I can just be like, okay, cool. Here's the shining example of like 2 years on. Because it is a belief system for a lot of people for the fact of like when they're signing up or considering signing up, they still don't believe that it's possible for them to do whatever it is that they want to do. Even if I'm jumping on the phone and like, hey, you remind me of a client back in the day that did this, and they were in a position similar to yours that did this. And it still just feels like for them, obviously, first time they're talking to me, they've usually seen a lot of my content, but they're talking to me for the first time. So it's like, what the fuck does this stranger know? And it's like, no, surely there's not someone else out there that is exactly like me or worse off. These are my problems. I'm alone with them. And trying to somehow persuade, it's not, or just show them or whatever word we're going to use for that of, no, it is possible. And here's how. And very, very, very few, not even a handful of clients that have signed up have seen a before and after of someone and gone, I can do that. It's very little. And it's not until I bring up the point of, do you want to speak to my clients that have gone through this? And they're like, oh, yeah. Do you mind if I message them? And I'm like, yeah, sweet. I'll get someone to message you.
100%.
And having that client perspective of, because obviously, I say this when I'm on the phone to people, is of course I want your money. Of course I want you to sign up, because what the fuck does that represent? It means that you are obviously trusting me, you're committing to your health and to myself and to the program and to everything. When you pay that money and when you sign up, of course I want that, because it represents the massive fucking transformation that you're about to go through. So of course I want that. But, and then insert customer service voice, Trav, but don't take my word for it. If you want to, go and speak to my clients or listen to this podcast or listen to this, because these are real fucking people that were where you were, probably in a worse position, and look at where they are now. So the fact that you are that OG shining example now of, like, when I say to someone, I want to make myself redundant to you so that 2 years on, I can message you and say, hey, how's it all going? You can just fucking voice message or Instagram story yourself at the gym and be like, I'm fucking killing it. How are you?
Absolutely. Honestly, for anyone who wants to start it, for anyone who's got the doubts, for anyone who's sitting on the fence, I've been there. All of us have been there. We all have our own journey, but my mental health was horrendous. My physical health was horrendous. They go hand in hand for me. It was, I hated the way I looked, but at the time I didn't think I was that unhealthy. The food that you put into your body, you notice a difference down the track. You honestly do. And never, ever had you have said to me in 2 years' time that I would be setting an alarm at 4:30 in the morning to go to the gym before work. I'm like, yeah, good joke, Trav. Like, you are dreaming. Dreaming. But you can do it. And it's not easy. There's no question about it. It's not easy. And I remember there were so many times when I rang you and I was like, Trav, I just can't do it. Like, I'm not motivated. I don't want to go to the gym. I hate doing it. I'm at the gym and I'm hating the gym. I'm like, okay, let's change it up. What workout do you enjoy? What is it about it today that didn't work for you? And nutting out the nuts and bolts of, I really hate this. And you're like, okay, strength training doesn't work for you. You need the pump. Let's do a HIIT workout. Let's do a whatever. Let's increase it so your heart rate's up. Dance around. I don't care what you do. We'll adapt it to what you need. And I'm sure there were many of the, Trav, I need a reality check. Like, help me out here.
Yep.
And they stay. And the accomplishment still to this day, when I have, looking back on what I was, I'm just like, man, we did that. We did that. We can still do it. It's not, you know, it's hard and you put the work in and you will have days where you're like, oh, I'm done with this. I don't want to back it up. Too hard part. But when you're back on board, and you will have weeks where you're not on board and you're just off that train, kids are sick or you're sick or you've had a really stressful week at work and you haven't got to the gym, and because you haven't got to the gym, your mindset spirals. And but the next week you start again, you go again and you want to do it. You feel better for it and you're like, why did I stop in the first place?
Yep.
Amazing. It's amazing. For anyone who wants to do it, hit me up, talk to me, email me. 2 years on, I'm still loving it.
Give you the Kim Possible theme song.
Whatever you need. I'm loving it. Whatever you need.
I love that. It's, yeah, well, I could talk for absolutely ever about what you've gone through, where you are, where you were, all of that shit. But I feel like what you've just said has wrapped it all up perfectly. And there is not much else I need to say. There's a lot that I want to say, but it would honestly take until fucking dinner time.
No.
But yeah, I think, is there anything you want to get out or anything that you want to say? Because I fucking love this podcast so far. And I'm going to do one of these ones and just sort of, is there anything that you want to do or say?
One is, thank you for everything you've done, the foundations you've built. I will forever be in debt, and still to this day, thank you for everything you taught me, for the community you brought me to, for the lifelong people like Della who still to this day encourage me and push me to be better and do better, that come out of your community. And I'm so proud of you, from how far we've known each other to watch you build this empire, to have you had time living with us and watching you grow into this awesome rock star who's helping people improve their life. Like, kudos to everything you're doing. And to anyone who wants to join this program, do it for yourself. Do it, you know, no matter what, you're doing it to improve your lifestyle. And I got amazing, amazing lifelong results from one program. And it was something that is now something I hope to bestow on my family, my kids, anyone who talks about it. I'm like, hey, I know a guy. But do it for you. And if you're doing it for you and your reasons there and why you want to do it, know your why, cherish your why, embrace your why, and put it on your wall every day to remind you that you are a rock star. You can do it. And you are the amazing tool that helps us get us there. So thank you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the community you're building, the empire you're building. And thanks for letting me share my story.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I mean, for this part, I really don't care if it's on the podcast, but I honestly cannot thank your family enough for what they've done.
You've been amazing. Even bug legs. Like, we're all so proud of you and so proud of how far you've come. Because knowing you from then to now, it's been epic. And you are still killing it. You're engaged to a beautiful woman. You are building a fitness empire. Like, holy moly. Look how far you've come.
Yeah.
You should be so proud of it.
Oof.
Got you good. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I honestly wouldn't be here if it weren't for your family.
We all love and adore you. And you built an empire all by yourself.
Oh, my shirt's not long enough to get my tears.
No, you've done all this by yourself, and it's epic. It is so epic to see that you literally picked yourself up off the ground and have done such a fantastic job for so many people. It's just life-changing for many.
Ooh, thank you. I appreciate all of that. I appreciate everything.
So proud.
Oh, it's been a fucking hell of a journey. God damn.
Yeah. Slight. Right. And it's only going to get better. It's only getting better.
Yep. Building,
bringing everyone on next to you. Oh.
Yeah. It's weird to think this is the start of it all. And it's absolutely been so fucking such a hard slog to get here. But anywho.
Slate it.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to end the podcast there. If Bugalugs is still around, that would be awesome. But
oh yeah, no, he is.
I'm going to chop the podcast here. So for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining in. I'll join you all next week on whatever the fuck that podcast is. I haven't even recorded it yet, but you'll all see the title and you'll all love it then. So awesome. Everyone listening, go have an awesome day and I'll speak to you all soon.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.